On March 15, 2005, the GLBT Alliance, a Santa Cruz queer political organization, held a rally at the town clock to celebrate a decision in San Francisco Superior Court that same-sex marriage could be legal in California. At the rally, I spoke with Thomas Levitt, co-chair of the GLBT Alliance. What are you doing here today, Thomas? What's going on?
Well, we're celebrating the ruling by Superior Court Judge Kramer, who's a Republican and a Republican appointee, stating that the California Constitution clearly provides equal protection for GLBTIQ people when it comes to being able to marry.
And when was this ruling determined?
Ruling was released yesterday. And so we've had 24 hours to just get the word out and give people an opportunity to celebrate, the first victory in a long series of court cases that, you know, we're going to have to go through before hopefully the California Supreme Court or maybe even the U.S. Supreme Court declares that, you know, it's unconstitutional to deny people the right to marry.
Tomorrow, can you get married?
No. Tomorrow, if you're gay or lesbian or in a same-sex relationship, will not be able to get married in California yet. It's just a ruling that's going to be appealed several times up the chain of courts.
Do we know when that will be?
That is going to take a while. I believe this case was actually filed shortly after Mayor Gavin Newsom up in San Francisco started marrying people, or Mabel Tang started issuing marriage licenses. So the courts move not terribly quickly.
And what's happening locally in Santa Cruz? How can people get involved to support the cause for gay marriage?
Well, I am the co-chair of a group called the GLBT Alliance. We're Santa Cruz's queer progressive political group. We do candidate forums, events, informational things. We organize and coordinate protests like this and like the Capleton issue just a few months ago. We have a website at www.homosexualagenda.org that has information about our organization and various events. And we also have steering committee meetings. If you're interested in really getting involved, you can come to a steering committee meeting and we can put you to work on organizing for not just for gay marriage, but for supporting queer kids in the schools through AB 537, the Safe Schools Act, on getting supportive resolution passed through city councils and school boards in support of that act and proper implementation of it, all sorts of things. If you just want to be able to know what's going on and, you know, when to show up to a protest, you can also sign up for our email list through the website at, again, it's homosexualagenda.org.
Do you have a response to queers that do not support gay marriage, that find problems with the institution of marriage?
Oh, well, you know, that's a significant issue. A lot of people don't want to get married and believe it's a patriarchal institution. But what this is about is basically giving everybody the option of choosing whether or not to get married. Just like, you know, people in opposite sex relationships have the option of choosing whether or not to get married. It's about equal rights and equal protection under the law. And, you know, like it or not, there are a lot of economic incentives and benefits that married people have that queer people just don't have access to.
Thanks for talking with me. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners?
Santa Cruz is a wonderfully supportive environment, at least politically, for queer people. But it's that way because a lot of people have put a lot of time and a lot of energy into working and talking and developing relationships and rallying public support. And we need people to show up to events like this and to show up to meetings in order to keep that atmosphere positive. So show up.
In Santa Cruz, California, for Free Radio Santa Cruz and the Santa Cruz Independent Media Center, I'm Bradley.